Jack did not long yield either to fear or anger. He presently recovered himself. The dog seemed to ask pardon by vehemently licking his face and hands. And so, seizing the larger by the ears, he jumped on his back, and to my great amusement, coolly rode to meet me as I came up the hatchway. When we reassembled in the cabin, we all displayed our treasures. Fritz brought a couple of guns, shot belt, powder flasks, and plenty of bullets. Ernest produced a cap full of nails, an axe, and a hammer, while pincers, chisels, and augers stuck out of all his pockets. Little Franz carried a box and eagerly began to show us the nice sharp little hooks it contained. "Well done, Franz," cried I. "These fish hooks, which you, the youngest, have found, may contribute more than anything else in the ship to save our lives by procuring food for us. Fritz and Ernest, you have chosen well."
"Will you praise me, too?" said my dear wife. "I have nothing to show, but I can give you good news. Some useful animals are still alive. A cow, a donkey, 2 goats, 6 sheep, a ram, and a fine sow. I was but just in time to save their lives by taking food to them."
"All these things are excellent indeed," said I. "But my friend Jack here has presented me with a couple of huge, hungry, useless dogs who will eat more than any of us."
"Oh, Papa, they will be of use. Why, they will help us to hunt when we get on shore."
"No doubt they will, if ever we do get on shore, Jack. But I must say I don't know how it is to be done."
"Can't we each get into a big tub and float there?" returned he. "I have often sailed splendidly like that round the pond at home."
"My child, you have hit on a capital idea," cried I. "Now, Ernest, let me have your tools, hammers, nails, saws, augers, and all, and then make haste to collect any tubs you can find." We very soon found 4 large casks made of sound wood and strongly bound with iron hoops. They were floating with many other things in the water in the hold, but we managed to fish them out and drag them to a suitable place for launching them. They were exactly what I wanted, and I succeeded in sawing them across the middle. Hard work it was, and we were glad enough to stop and refresh ourselves with wine and biscuits. My 8 tubs now stood ranged in a row near the water's edge, and I looked at them with great satisfaction. To my surprise, my wife did not seem to share my pleasure.
"I shall never," said she, "muster courage to get..."